Good afternoon. I am recording this on the 22nd of February, and this sound journey or meditation that we're going to do has taken me a few days to put together. Mainly, I could feel this almost like a veil in the collective field of density that we are moving through right now. So much that I really couldn't even access the songs the last couple days. So I just did what I will guide you to do, if you're one of my listeners, to create space, spend time in nature, put on some music, feel the body, drop in, and don't push or rush the process. Usually when we're transitioning through either processing unconscious material or stepping into a new frequency, a different level of consciousness, there's this transition period. And it can very much feel like we've entered the void and we're just in the void. And we want to maintain connection to ourselves and to the space itself when we enter into that. And so that's a good reminder. And to allow the field, almost like, you know, we're entering into that cosmic womb and we're just suspended in time for a period while this collective psyche processing occurs. And at some point, whether it's through your own awareness of an emotion or something that you do that brings you into emotion, maybe it's a movie, maybe it's a song, maybe it's through doing art or movement, then there's a breakthrough that happens and the emotions begin to flow and you come into a new orientation as your feet land on the ground again. And that's what I'm pretty sure I'm at the tail end of it now, but it's been a couple days, which is why I haven't posted anything. But I have enough of a sense to know maybe what's processing that I was able to write a Substack and then ask for the songs. And so I was given 3 songs by Sophia. So I will give you those songs to be with. But this particular guided meditation is going to be a heart opening activation, which is what we primarily do in my program as we work with opening the heart. And bringing the heart into more alignments, and we're recalibrating the heart, the lower chakra, which is your sacral chakra, and the seat of your emotions, and then the pineal gland, which is your third eye. And so those are the 3, in Taoism, it's called your 3 dantians. Those are what are primarily getting recalibrated in the work that we do in my program. And so you may feel things at those 3 points of the body if you're particularly sensitive, and you may notice that there's a lot of processing happening where you're coming into more awareness of the subconscious material, whether it's your own material, ancestral material, past life material, that will and can kind of become very evident. And then there's a softening and a transformation that tends to happen that brings you into deeper embodiment, deeper alignment, deeper organization of your senses, so that your intuitive pathways line up a little bit more clearly and there's more accuracy and clarity on what your intuitive pathways are telling you and which ones are the stronger ones. So you'll get clarity through the program around that. So for this, I am going to play some soft meditation music in the background and then simply bring us into the heart for heart activation. So with this, my awareness and invitation is going to be to come into the heart and to bring your mind into an intention to focus on what's called the still point, the zero point. It's the place where everything comes together and there is no time and space. And this is in the center of the heart. So we're moving into the quantum and centering in there with your consciousness to allow yourself to feel, experience, know, and come into a deeper connection with the soul. So I'm going to give you a moment and we'll take a couple breaths together. If you're not in a place of relaxation and calmness and feeling like you're ready to receive, because this is all about receiving, then go ahead and set yourself up for that. And if you know this work that I do, then you'll know that so much of the dropping into this deep state of relaxation is about finding the just right. So making sure the pillows are just right, and the blanket and the temperature is just right. So there's no efforting, there's no having to maintain and, you know, pretend you're comfortable when you're not. So really pause, don't rush into this, get everything set up, turn the lights down, turn off the phone, make sure there's no interruptions. And start to pay attention as you lie down, bringing your awareness to what's around you. And just feel the space around you, especially if you've moved from sitting up to lying down. And begin to focus and follow the breath in its natural formation, however that's happening. And with the breath, I'd like to invite you to focus on the concept of receiving with that inhale and ingesting. So we ingest sound through the whole body, not just the ears, but we receive through every cell, we receive through the skin. And so we're inviting all the receiving receptors to turn on. And with the exhale, I invite you to focus on releasing and letting go. And with that, there's this intention that anything I'm ready to let go of, I invite my system to begin that process now. And with sound, we deepen into trusting that the sound is going to go exactly where it needs to go. And with this heart activation, that your inner system that is made up of your higher self knows exactly what it needs to do to help you recalibrate. And so much of our job is just getting out of the way. So we'll take a few breaths here and let all your parts know there's nothing you have to do or be for healing to happen. This is the organic blueprint that we're tapping into. And when you're ready, begin in your mind's eye to see a door or window. Maybe an elevator door that opens and you step inside and begin to move down this elevator shaft that is the spine. So we're going to go from the eyes down into the brainstem and the spine. And that elevator is going to move through each vertebrae like one floor at a time, bringing you closer and closer to the earth. When it gets to your tailbone, the bottom of the tailbone unfurls like a fern, and you drop into legs. And like tree roots, the legs begin to find their way towards the earth. And this elevator keeps moving into the surface of the earth, below the dirt, and the soil, and the water, and the sand, and the nutrients. until it comes to a stop. And the doors open. And as it opens, you step out into the natural world. And here I invite people to feel this space as the lap of Gaia. It's like you've walked into this magical place that every aspect of the natural world has come to greet you in just the right way. The plants, the animals, the rocks, the insects, the smells, the elements themselves, the elementals. And here we connect with ourselves through the energies of earth, of fire, and water, and air, taking in a breath for each of those. As you welcome yourself back to the larger mother, and we become her children again, and we rest here. We rest here as we journey deeper and deeper into ourselves. And as you know, in this space, there is also usually a gathering of who I call the grandmothers, and they sit on the outside of the space to support you as well. So feeling their presence. And then moving your awareness into your heart. And this is the seat of the soul. So we'll each make an intention to connect, to know ourselves through that wisdom and light and truth. So you may see, hear, feel, and receive the messages from your inner guidance and from your team, which I refer to as the masters, teachers, and loved ones, in whatever way that shows up for you. So keeping your attention in your heart, we are going to focus and ask for an activation of the heart and recalibration of any aspect of ourselves that is not in alignment with this consciousness. And I'm going to shift now and play some music. Thank you. yourself to slowly find your way back to the body, to the breath. Let me feel things still. Finishing up. And just stay in that space, that liminal space between awake and sleep. Once you feel ready, becoming aware of that space in the natural world where we started from, allow yourself with your mind's eye to see yourself there, and we're gonna bow out to any of the masters, teachers, or loved ones who supported you today. So just going into the heart, or seeing yourself bow into the space in gratitude, as well as to land and sentient forces and Gaia for holding the space for this heart journey today. This reconnection with the essence that is you, to your wholeness, to all that is already perfect and divine. And then when you're ready, I invite you to find that door or window that you stepped through to arrive here and to get back on that elevator. As you feel it beginning to move from the depths of the earth through the layers of the silt and the sand and the rocks and the soil and the water until it reaches just below the feet, begins to find that path. Way of the roots, up into the tailbone. As you move one floor at a time through the vertebrae, until you come into the back of the neck, the back of the head, where the eyes are, and then slowly opening your eyes as you step out of that elevator back into your current location. Giving yourself a moment here not to put words to your journey or the meditation, to just allow what is. And if you do in a moment feel like moving and making some notes or moving your body or getting a drink of water, then just gently move into that. Giving yourself lots of time to transition from this process. Thank you for spending time with me and with the space and sentience of the field itself today.